is stranded on a planet. Just me and Spock, we met a nasty Nazi alien. He locked our asses up. We found a hunk of crystal and I made a piece of bed. We made a laser phaser gun and shot him in the head. I was standing on the bridge when Sulu came to me. His eyes were full of tears. He said, "Captain, can't you see? The ship is gonna blow. Do something, I beseech." I grabbed a tribble and some chewing gum and stopped the war courage. And I said, "Bounce the gravity particle beam up the main deflector dish. That's the way we do it instead. We make it shit up as we wish. The king and then the Romulans, they pose no threat to us. Cause if we find we're in a bind, we just make some shit up." I know he's just a child, and most think him a twit, but Leslie is the master when it comes to making up some shit. He's the guy you want with you when you go out in space. Just tell him, "Shut up, Wesley," if he gets in your face. And if you want a party on the starship Enterprise, and a karaoke player just plain old up and dies, set up on a trino field inside a can of peas, hold on to Geordi's visor and sing into data's knees. And I said, "Bounce a gravity particle beam up the main deflector dish. That's the way we do things, lad. We're making shit up as we wish. The Klingons and the Romulans, they pose a threat to us. Cause if we find we're in a bind, we just make some shit up." Where Sisko's on a mission to go in a bloody place, he loiters on a space station above Bajoran space. The wormhole opened up and now they come from near and far. We keep the booze but please send back the fucking Chamador. And what is with the Klingons? Remember in the day, they looked like Puerto Ricans and they dressed in gold armé. Now they look like heavy metal rockers from the dead, with leather pants and frizzy hair and lobsters on their hats. And I said, "Bounce a gravity particle beam up the main deflector dish. That's the way we do it in Slab. We're making shit up as we wish. The Klingons and the Romulans, they pose no threat to us. Cause if we find we're in a bind, we just make some shit up." When I was stuck on Voyager, pounding on the door, when suddenly it dawned on me, I've seen this show before. Perhaps I'm in a warp bubble, slightly out of phase, cause this was way back in the 60s, when they called it Lost in Space. We were looking for a way to make the ratings soar, so we orchestrated an encounter with the board. Normally you'd think that that would get us into shit, but this one has a smashing ass and a lovely set of tits. And I said, "Bounce a gravity particle beam up the main deflector dish. That's the way we do it in Slab. We're making shit up as we wish. The Klingons and the Romulans, they pose no threat to us. Cause if we find we're gonna bind, we just make some shit up." Well, then they made a new show, and it's called Enterprise. And it takes place 100 years before Kirk was alive. They say that it's a prequel, well, so that's what it's called. It's such a bad idea, and swear that Lucas was involved. They have a Vulcan female, and she's a nervous wreck. Her ass is sweet as seven, only green, so what the heck. They're in the past, the Klingons have those lobsters on their heads. I'm more confused than Wesley Crusher, Noon in Tasha's bed. And I say, "Bounce a gravity particle beam up the main deflector dish. That's the way we do things, lad. We're making shit up as we wish. The Klingons and the Romulans, they pose no threat to us. Cause if we find we're in a bind, we just make some shit up." Bonus verse. Well, it would seem a bigwig up at Paramount must have felt the franchise was still by other counts. Cause he hired J.J. Abrams to give the thing a shove. I fear that he would mock and mangle everything I love. Well, I went to the movie, and then much to my shock, there were hunky models playing Kirk and Spock. Vulcan's been destroyed and the timeline has been crushed. So someone tell me why I love this film so fucking much. And I said, bounce and grab in the party, gonna beam off the main deflector dish. That's the way we do these lads, we're making shit up as we wish. The Klingons and the Romulans, they pose no threat to us. Cause if we find we're gonna bind, we're totally screwed, but never mind, we'll pull something out of our behinds.
What does God need with a starship?
We just mess our shit up.